shelves. I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Murray Valeriano.
Joining us once again in the producer's chair is a young, hickey-enhanced
I said I wasn't
Kyle
bring
Dotson.
It up.
He's got a hickey on
out
his neck.
Out of the gate. Out of the gate, you're going hickey.
You said you weren't going to bring it up.
It's true.
I dropped a hickey bomb.
It's on his right side, so I have to stare at his hickey for the next hour and a half.
I wonder where the rest of the hickeys are.
Oh.
Also, you've grown a beard since last time.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm not observing.
Tell you what, grow that beard long enough so I don't have to look at that blood bruise on your neck. Who'd you get that from?
The girlfriend.
What's her name?
Wait, you have a girlfriend now?
Yeah. Oh, is it official?
Marissa.
Did you change your status on your Facebook?
Yeah, it's changed.
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah. Oh, I danced, I danced with Marissa Tomei once.
Yeah. Was she not wearing a top? She's always nude in every movie.
Oh, I thought just all of the Marissas were nude.
Oh. So does your ex fiance know you have a new girlfriend?
I don't know. She's blocked on Facebook. So.
Yeah. Oh.
F that bitch.
Huh? That's right.
F that bitch, right?
Screw her. That, of course, we're talking about.
The old
ex-wife who left him.
So when did you make it official with the interrelationship?
I think last week.
I think the hickey.
How does that happen now? What do you kids do? Do you say? Do you have to say, can I change my Facebook status? Or do you just do it?
I don't even know how it came up.
Did she do it first or did you do it?
I don't know. They change it every time I have to change it, so because I don't change it.
No, but I mean, how do you like? Do you have to tell her?
Oh, I think that like, how do I actually go about?
No. I mean, do you say to her, "Hey, are we in a relationship?"
Not like that, but
breaking news: Kyle Dotson is in a relationship.
Are you on his Facebook page
with Marissa Riggs?
Okay, yeah. So but I mean. Like, what if you went in and changed and she's like, hey, whoa, that's a little bit, hold on a second.
No, I wouldn't change it without bringing it up.
So you did discuss it?
Yeah, it was discussed.
Did her people talk to your people?
They did.
Right. And everyone's on board?
Yeah, we penciled something in.
Is she from here?
No, she's from Texas.
San Antonio.
Yes.
Does she have any San Antonio? Suck my bonio. That's what Ted Nugent says.
Hey, listen, Kyle has a picture of him in a puppet. Is his main picture, and then his girlfriend has a picture of her in a puppet. Is that a puppet too?
No, it's just it's a stuffed bear at some museum.
Did she do that because of yours?
No.
All right. Well, you're obviously made for each other.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Marissa Riggs. She's on Facebook. I'm gonna friend her.
That'll be weird.
Don't
I'm gonna friend her and weird. Then see if she accepts my friendship request
and
by the end of the show.
Then will you change your relationship status to you're in a relationship with Marissa? Yeah. And how does that go? Does she have to approve that?
Yeah.
Like, I just can't say I'm in a relationship with Murray Valeriano.
Right. Like, you would put it, and then they have to approve it. Okay. Like, it notifies them. So, like, mine would say in a relationship, and then they have to approve it for
gotcha.
It to change with their name.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right. My wife's not on Facebook.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I hope it works out. Yeah. How long has it been?
Like, officially or just unofficially?
Unofficially.
Unofficially.
Like a couple months.
Yeah. How long have
I'll
you
give
been
it
in,
another
how
two.
Long,
I'll give
how,
it another
how
two.
How long have you been in Hickey Town?
I really still did that.
Yeah, man. Won't you take me to
Hickey Town? by Lips, Inc.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it all comes around.
Uh-huh. So what's up, Murray?
Not much, buddy. How you doing? I'm dragging a little ass tonight.
You got a little, you got anything to tell us? You got anything to promote? You got anything to push?
Always My Road Stories podcast. You know, we started taking donations this week, and a lot of, some of my donations will go to charity, and for the next couple of weeks, well, when's this going up?
This is going to go up.
In 2015?
In 2015.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was going to say for the next couple of weeks, it's going to Parkcastathon 2014. So thank you to everybody who donated.
Did you guys have a nice Christmas, a nice New Year?
Oh, it was good. It was good. I got a hickey for Christmas.
This drops on January 8th.
Ah, geez. Yeah. The holidays were awesome. My parents came into town. My father-in-law came into town. We had a big swell. I don't know. How was your holidays?
Holidays were great.
I think it's a drag that Marissa broke up with you before Christmas.
I know.
That's terrible. She doesn't want to buy you a present.
I know.
It's terrible.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to do? Don't go crazy with the presents this year.
For you?
No, get me whatever you want. No, I mean, you know, it's your first year with this new lady. Just
get I'm not going to.
Get her a gift card to Jamba Juice.
$5.
But, you know, she can a little bit more so she can add some boosts in there.
Yeah.
Like a hickey boost.
Now, are you going to go to her parents for the holidays?
No.
Is it that level yet?
She coming to Pennsylvania?
No.
No. Okay.
Are you guys hanging out here both together?
No, I'm going home.
Did you? Did you go home?
I went home.
Okay. And you didn't bring her with you?
No.
Are you embarrassed of her?
No. I'm embarrassed of her.
Are you going to have a hickey when you go and say, hey, Mom?
What's she doing for Thanksgiving?
She's going home.
Okay.
What did she do for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Wait, today's Thanksgiving.
No. Today's January 8th.
The next one's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, your other one was on Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was a good episode.
Please be confused, everyone. I got nothing. It's the new year, and it's a new year.
You got any goals? You got any...
it's a new year rock solid. I've cleaned house. Murray and Kyle are the only ones that remained.
Yeah.
Do you think someone at home is listening, and they have like a timeline, like they're trying to map it out on like a thing? Like, when did they record?
Probably that guy who keeps...
The notes, Andrew Rich.
No, the guy who keeps... donating money to co-host this train wreck.
Travis does.
Yeah, he's probably got some sort of weird, beautiful mind string.
By the way, Travis Kennedy, it's January. Shouldn't you have given me $400 again by now? I don't know. Hey, look, I think this is up for auction to host this again. We'll be up for auction during the podcast.
$50.
$50. just keep out bidding Travis until we bump this thing up to about $700-$800.
Yeah, here's $400. Travis to not host it.
I told him he could come back anytime he wants as long as he had $400.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so today's topic, since we say it all the time, mm-hmm. We have a phrase we say when a musician dies, we say rock in peace.
Yeah.
So today's episode is rock in peace episode.
Yeah.
We're going to do anyone who has passed away, we're going to play music by them. Now, we did something like this a long, long time ago, but that was a posthumous, if I'm saying that word right. That was music that was released after someone died.
That must have been early on, because I don't remember that.
Yeah.
And I've listened to just about every episode of that
boy. So now this is just straight anyone who passed.
Do you want me to get you a medal for that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, stop giving it to fucking Travis.
How are you doing this? Like, for example, Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones died.
Uh-huh.
Could you play a Brian Jones-era Rolling Stones song?
It's funny you ask that, because I was going to text you and ask about it, but then I didn't want to get berated for texting you 12 times over this topic.
I kept mostly with the singer.
I kept with the singer, and if the guitar player sang a song.
Yeah.
Then you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think. Like, Brian Jones didn't sing any songs.
Right. But so you didn't bring Brian Jones.
But like, if Bill Wyman was dead, he actually does sing a song.
Yeah.
So I would have played that.
Oh, I would have brought some of his solo stuff.
Mm-mm, that's right. He has a lot of it.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Married a 16-year-old girl.
Okay.
No, Bill Wyman married a 16-year-old girl.
And she's still alive, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, she would have to be. She's in her 30s.
Maybe even 13.
Oh, that can't be right.
Kyle?
It's not. He didn't marry a 13-year-old. Please.
Who is it?
Bill Wyman.
Bill Wyman. W-Y-M-A-N.
Bass player, Rolling Stones. Still alive at this. Well, it's January. Wouldn't it be sucky if he died?
Wouldn't it be sucky if I died and this went up after I'm dead?
Wouldn't it be creepy? Who would take over? Siegel.
He's
got nothing going on. He'd be doing rock solids from Kilimanjaro.
You guys got
Zimbabwe.
A tweet. The guy tweeted that he likes you and Siegel the best.
Yes, thank you for that. You're not making a joke, thank you, but not true. He also wanted you to fire the other two, so I have to disagree. I listen to every episode of this, and everybody brings something to the table.
Everyone brings something to the table.
So but it is true. Siegel and I do rule.
Yeah, she was 18 years old.
It's a lot different from 13.
No. When did they start dating?
On June 2nd, 1989.
Marissa just accepted my friendship. Literally, your girlfriend.
Age 52. Is that true? Wyman married 18-year-old Mandy Smith.
What year was this?
Hold on.
Okay.
Whom he had been dating. That was 89. Since she was 13.
Yes.
He was 47 years old.
Yes. He's a creep.
That is really...
According to Smith, their relationship was sexually consummated when she was 14 years old.
Oh, at least he waited.
She did accept your friend request. I'm going to send her one right now. I just did.
Relationship was the subject of considerable media attention.
Yeah. And apparently, Marissa Briggs, 14.
Riggs.
Riggs is 14 years
Briggs
old.
Briggs might be 14. She just accepted Murray's. She did. She accepted
it pretty fast, too. Yeah. I'm curious. Like, she might be stepping out on
you. Oh, she unfriended Kyle.
What? This is. Wait, I'm in a relationship with Marissa Riggs.
She just accepted
my
request.
Actually, it's weird because it says I'm in a relationship with Murray.
Well, this is somebody's got to call
she
Facebook.
She just accepted my friend request also.
Oh, she went to the Academy of Dramatic Arts.
See.
In Pasadena or New York?
Not in Pasadena. It's in Hollywood.
Do you see my thing? I popped up as mutual friend now?
Oh, well, no, you got to. Oh, I have two mutual friends. I think I know who they are.
Yeah.
What if I unfriend her? Oh, you can't tell when you unfriend somebody.
This right. is fun. How are you guys doing at home? You guys liking this talk? everyone friend Marissa Riggs. Don't do that.
It's going to be the best year for Marissa.
How many songs do you have?
I have a lot. I mean, it's a lot of people. I'll tell you what. When you texted me this topic, I was like, wow, what a great topic. Then I got into it. What a depressing topic. I mean, I cried reading some bios of some of these people.
And then,
because it's so tragic.
It's depressing to see who's still alive, Nugent. I'm gonna let you start. You're the co-host.
All right, I'll start off. This is a recent passing. I know, sorry. Smoked a lot of cigars last night.
Mm-hmm.
This is a recent passing.
You calling cock cigars now? We're never going to get there.
Go ahead.
10 minutes.
By the way, rock and peace, as Pat makes fun of. Very nice. Very nice. I'm about to do an emotional eulogy. Very touching.
Go ahead.
It's funny that you mentioned cigars before you talked about this.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Why is that?
Can you have...
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway. This hit me pretty hard, and I know this hit Matt Belknap from Never Not Funny pretty hard. Mm-hmm. This just speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
No sleep till...
Your cue was hidden.
MCA died May 14th, 2012.
What's his real name?
Adam Yuck.
Adam Yuck.
He was the only one. Everybody used to make fun of my gray hair and ask me why I don't color it. I'm like, MCA's got gray hair, buddy.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
And then he never changed his name because when people listen to their music, they go, yuck.
Well, it's a shame he passed and missed that joke.
I know.
You know what? I don't even like that album, their first album, but yeah. I really love the stuff after Paul's Boutique On.
Yeah, that first album's like a comedy album. Almost.
Yeah, almost. But like that song, but No Sleep of Brooklyn Rocks. It's great. I don't even know who plays guitar on that. Do you know?
I don't know either. I mean, I think maybe someone from Slayer. Maybe seriously, I'm not kidding about that because Rick Rubin produced.
Yeah, but this is their really early Rick Rubin. He wouldn't have been involved in Slayer yet.
I think he might have been.
Really.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I don't know.
Let's get Kyle on that. Anyway, obviously MCA died, cancer, very sad. Right.
Well, this is my first song is from. This is also a posthumous song. This song was just released in November.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a new Queen song featuring vocals by Freddie Murray. Freddie Murray. Wow.
A Vegas comic?
Freddie
Murray at the Hilton, Friday through Sunday. Catch two shows on Saturday night. Freddie Murray.
That was bad. Freddie Murphy is what I meant. Freddie Mercury. This song is so great. I can't believe that this is an unreleased track. I think they put some new drums and new guitar on it.
I'm embarrassed to say I might not have heard this.
This is, I don't think you have. This is called Let Me In Your Heart Again. Strong vocal.
My God, that guy had an amazing voice.
It's amazing.
That is awesome. So they just as we record this, they must have just released this.
They released a two CD compilation called Queen Forever. It has three new songs on it, including the Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury.
Oh, right.
Duet.
That came out. I remember that coming out. I didn't realize it came out already.
But this song is a keeper.
All right. So that must have just, as we record this, that must have just come out.
It just came out.
a week ago, maybe?
Like a week ago.
Okay,
yeah.
No wonder I haven't heard. Okay.
So Freddie's been gone since 91.
Yeah, man.
2015, 24 years now.
And if I remember correctly, they announced he had AIDS and then he died like the next day, right?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. He did not. He told the band, he goes, you guys know, no one else can know. I don't want anyone else to know.
And then when he came out, he died the next day.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of crazy.
Yeah, there's a documentary called, I forget what the documentary is called. It's a great documentary on Queen. And there's
called Don't Tell Anybody.
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
Also died on that day, Eric Carr from Kiss.
From Kiss. Yeah. Who do you think people remember?
Freddie Mercury. That means you can't die on the same day somebody more famous than you dies.
Like
so
Michael
Pat,
Jackson and Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. Pat. You can't die on the same day Jimmy Pardo dies.
I won't.
Okay.
Eric Carr was 41 and Freddie was 45.
The guitar riffs in No Sleep Till Brooklyn was by guitarist Kerry King from Slayer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good to know. I did not know that.
I host a music podcast, Murray.
Oh, good. I couldn't tell.
So, you know, step off.
All right. All right. I will not be fronting.
Pretty sure that's what George Costanza would say. He'd say, step off, Jerry.
Well, what would Freddie Murray say?
Freddie Murray would say, hey, tip your waitresses.
Hey. How about that tower?
Who else is dead?
Who else is dead? A lot of people are dead. You know what? And I stayed away from like the big five, you know, Jimi Hendrix.
Janis.
Even John Lennon I stayed away from.
I did too.
George Harrison.
Jim Morrison.
The Big Bopper.
Buddy Holly.
Do not bag on the Big Bopper. That was the day the music died, buddy. No, I think I have a Buddy Holly on here. Right. If we get to him, there's a couple that I put on. If we get to, we'll play. Right. If we don't, but like the you know the big one. So
yeah, Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon. Stay away from him.
Yeah,
go ahead. Your turn. You're up.
I think this was released posthumously. If I'm saying that the way Pat Francis says it,
I don't know if I'm saying it at all. I can barely say Marissa Riggs.
She's easy on the eyes. Have you seen her Facebook picture?
Oh my God, she just friends anyone right and left. Hickeys them up.
This is by a rock star slash murderer slash heroin abuser.
Is it slash?
Sid Vicious doing a cover of Eddie Cochran's Something Else.
Hey, look at that. Here she comes.
I was arrested for killing Nancy Spungen.
Mm-hmm.
Got out of jail.
How'd he kill her?
Stabbed her.
Okay.
At the Chelsea Hotel.
Fantastic.
Stabbed her. Got out on bail.
Then he changed his relationship status after that, right?
To ex. Okay. Then went to his mother. Got a huge batch of heroin from his mother.
Okay.
And OD'd.
Hmm. Why couldn't he have gotten the batch of heroin before he went to Nancy Spungen's house?
Maybe he wouldn't let her. I don't know. They're big drug addicts.
How old was he when he died?
79, so 57.
He was 79 years old. How old was he?
21.
21.
21.
It's ridiculous.
And it's interesting. I just learned this.
That cover was not bad at all.
Oh, it's great. I love it. It's one of my favorites. And it's an Eddie Cochran cover, and I kind of went down the rabbit hole of the internet looking for Eddie Cochran because I knew he died also. Mm-hmm. And he died in a car crash, I think, in England with Gene Vincent in the cab. Mm-hmm. It was a cab. A cab driver hit a pole.
Driving on the wrong side of the road.
Probably.
Probably. Didn't know what they were doing.
Eddie Cochran threw himself over his wife at the time to protect her. He got flung out of the car. He died.
Did she live?
She lived. Gene Vincent lived. The cab driver went to jail for like 3 years.
Hmm. Didn't seem like long enough for that cab driver.
I don't know.
I don't want to go against one of your coworkers. Murray's got a cabbie hat on today.
It's from Scotland. My wife brought it back from Scotland for me, and I love it.
I'm trying to do more jokes that people won't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, please. Or we can just sit here and go on Facebook for another 20 minutes. That was good radio.
This guy was Springsteen's right-hand man for many, many years. He's the big man.
Oh, yeah.
Clarence Clemons. Passed away in 2011 at the age of 69. My brother.
Up top.
And
now he's up top.
He's up top now. I think he would be up top. I hope he's up top. But this is a duet he did in 1985 with Mr. Jackson Browne. Let's hear a little bit of You're a Friend of Mine. I see a little bit of sax there.
Oh, I remember this song. Is that Jackson Browne on sax?
No. Here comes the big man.
Duke from the Muppets. Striking out.
So that's a quick fade.
Sorry.
That peaked at number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
I would have thought it got higher than that because I remember it was a heavy rotation on MTV.
There's a video. Daryl Hannah's in the video.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so yeah, that's the big man, Clarence Clemons.
She's had a lot of face work. And for a while, too, because I remember when I was still bartending, I bartended a party in Beverly Hills, and she sat at the bar, and I talked to her for an hour and didn't know who she was.
I don't get it. I just don't. Again, I don't get it, the extreme face work on the
But
ladies.
She still looks good, though. I think she looks good.
I've seen some pictures on the internet where she looks.
Maybe she's done it more since.
Fish lippy.
I don't know.
God. Now, why can't you be like a guy like Mickey Rourke who just aged?
Just gracefully.
Gracefully.
Just say, hey, this is what God gave me. I'm running with it.
The character that he plays in the Sin City movies, Marv, looks better than the actual Mickey Rourke. You're up.
I've never seen a Sin City movie.
What do you got? You should.
There are only two.
There's only two.
It's not like Bonds. It's like
Sin City. It's right next to Hickey Town.
By the way, I'm just I'm staring at that blood clot on his neck. Put your hood on, will you? I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
I have to remember to save that picture so I can post it on
your cousin.
Facebook
your
page.
Cousins are going to see that and go, "What happened to your neck, Uncle Kyle?"
Got hit with a frisbee.
Not their uncle. Got hit with a frisbee.
Was the frisbee wearing
That's
lipstick?
That's what I told my mom once.
All right.
She believed me.
All right.
I don't think I've ever
College.
Had a hickey.
I don't think I've had a hickey either.
I think my friend...
Not where you could see.
Hello. I think my friend Chris Meckelberg in high school gave me a hickey. No, his girlfriend tried to hickey his name on her back, on his back. Mm-hmm. And it got like the C, R, and then quit. I remember seeing it in gym class. I could be wrong, and I hope Chris doesn't listen to this.
What was her name? Christina Alvarez? It's a big, long name.
Yeah.
All right, go.
No, his name on her back.
What?
No, her name, his name on his back.
How do you hate
I don't know. This was 10th grade. I don't know.
Why don't they just go out to a barn and brand each other?
You're going to see blow each other.
All right, you're not a fan of this guy.
How do you know that? You don't know that.
We've talked about him before.
Okay, let me hear.
I'm a big fan of this guy. He died of prostate cancer, which is really rare to die from. Usually it's very... I read something like 80% of all men get some sort of prostate cancer.
Wow.
In their lifetime, so get checked.
Kyle's dad had prostate cancer.
Get checked. Did he live?
He's still alive.
Yeah, see? It's very manageable.
Yeah.
Just get checked is what I'm saying today.
Yeah,
ladies,
catch it in time.
Catch it in time.
Ladies don't have prostate.
What do you mean?
I don't think they have a prostate.
No, get it checked, ladies.
Or as my mother would say, prostrate.
Yeah, well, as long as she gets hers checked,
your prostrate
fine.
Checked. Let's hear it. I don't know who this is.
All right. Well, this is Frank Zappa. This is off 1973's Overnight Sensation. This is Camarillo Brillo.
She had that Camarillo Brillo flaming out along ahead. I mean her Mendocino Beano by where some bugs had made it red. She ruled the toads of these short forests and every newt in Idaho and every cricket who had chorus by the bush in Buffalo. She said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma that she was someone I should know. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet and she was breathing.
Don't signal when I want him down.
No. That's a good song.
I wanted to hear the amulet
I like that song.
That's a good song. Camarillo Brillo, Overnight Sensation.
Is that Terry Bozzio on drums?
Ooh, that I do not
know. Sounds like Bozio on drums.
Oh, can we Google that? He's had so many great musicians in the Mothers of Invention and even his solo work. In Camarillo, which is right down the street, Camarillo Brillo, is there used to be a big mental institution in Camarillo and that really used shock therapy.
Wow.
So the Camarillo Brillo was the frizzy hair.
I like that song.
It's a good song, Overnight Sensation. Frank's got a lot of good stuff.
Our listener Frank Biernut was going to love that you played that because he loves Frank Zappa.
He also loves beer nuts.
I don't know. Who doesn't? So what? Who's playing drums on that?
It doesn't say.
Come on. What album is it from?
Overnight Sensation.
Click on that, and then it should say, like, personnel. The drummer.
Ralph Humphrey?
I don't even know who Ralph Humphrey is, but he was good.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I'm looking up Ralph Humphrey now.
Ralphie Helms.
I just friended Ralph Humphrey on Facebook. Guess who he's friends with?
Marissa Riggs.
That girl isn't friend to anybody.
Wait a minute. He's in a relationship with her.
Wait, he's in a relationship with me now.
Wait a minute.
When did Marissa Riggs and I break up?
I don't know, but a hickey just appeared on your neck.
What's going on?
What is happening?
He is on Facebook, actually.
My next...
I'm going to friend him. He is on Facebook.
Oh, do it.
He lives in West Hollywood, right over here.
Is it the same one?
Yeah, he's playing drums.
All right, well... Get him in, text him, see if he'll get over
He's
here.
Reached his friend limit.
Oh.
But I'm going to message him anyway, saying we're talking about him.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
we're going to message him. We're talking about you on the Rock Solid podcast right now. Okay.
Okay, so I went with, this is a band who had to change lead singers because their original lead singer passed away. But this seems to be like the perfect fit of a new lead singer because I don't know anyone that doesn't, if you like this band, everyone likes both lead singers. And I think that's rare.
It's Van Halen, right?
It's Van Halen.
I know who this is.
This is AC/DC. Yeah. But like, isn't it true? Like, no one ever says, you know, oh, no, Bond's the man. I hate Brian, or vice versa. I think everyone kind of likes them equally.
I bet there's somebody out there.
Well, they might say, like, I like Bond a little better, but Brian's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's got to be the most successful replacement of a frontman ever.
Ever, of all time.
Yeah.
And you're wearing Brian's hat, right?
I am. You're actually wearing I got to get a picture of you in hickey neck and hat before you leave today. So this is, I took something off, Let There Be Rye. I didn't want to pick one of the normal songs, but this is Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be.
Oh, yeah.
Bon Scott.
Good song.
That is a good song. Back in Black released 5 months after he died.
Really?
5 months. So
written and then they just brought Brian in to sing?
No, Brian came in and wrote lyrics, but I think all the music was ready. I think they were ready to go. That was going to be that would have been the album. I mean, it would have had different lyrics.
Obviously.
But the music was all, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
But
I never knew that. I knew it was fast, but I didn't know it was that kind of a turnaround.
1980 is when he died at 33.
Drank himself to death, right?
Yeah, I think it was alcohol related.
Yeah,
I think they found him somewhere dead. Let me see. Yeah, that was so not nice. Whatever. Yeah, it was alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Bon Scott's a great song.
That is a good song. We were at the not together, but we saw him at the Forum a couple years ago, right? You were at that show?
Yeah, I'm so glad we saw that show now because Malcolm had to retire because
right.
He has dementia. And now it looks like this Phil Rudd. It looks like I read an article yesterday. Angus said...
They're booting him?
I think they're booting him.
For attempted murder?
And he's got some drug problems right now, too. And obviously, they don't want to go on the road.
Right.
So you and I got to see
the
classic lineup.
Yeah.
You know, the current classic.
I didn't know
lineup.
They were booting him. If you guys remember a few months ago, he got arrested for orchestrating a murder.
Those charges were dropped.
They were dropped.
It's going to be just.
They think that he died from acute. Well, his death certificate said acute alcohol poisoning, and classified it as death by misadventure.
Wow.
But okay. Findings think that he might have had pulmonary aspiration due to vomit.
Well, that's passed out and threw up and choked.
But it was cute. Right? Isn't that what they said?
Cute.
Oh, acute. Acute. Oh, right. He was
cute.
Adorable when he died.
Oh, but he did. Great. He did have death by misadventure.
He died playing Dungeons and Dragons.
You're up, my man.
He rolled a 2.
My man is up.
All right, we were talking. You can call me my man. I like that.
My man.
Yeah,
let's
my
go,
man.
My,
right on, brother.
My partner.
I just played Frank Zappa. We were talking about all the great musicians he had in his band. He had this guy in his band, and nobody knows why. He left the Mothers of Invention. Some people say he left of his own will. Some people say Frank Zappa kicked him out for writing this song. This is Lowell George of Little Feat, and this is Waitin' off of one of the best live albums out there, Waiting for Columbus.
You mean Willin'?
I'm sorry, Willin'. What did I say?
Waitin'.
Sorry. Waiting for Columbus, Willin'.
And I was out on the road late at night, seeing my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice. And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari to Hatchapi to Tonopah. I've driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back roads so I wouldn't get winded. And if you give me white sand wine, and you show me a sign, I'll be willing.
So Frank didn't like that song?
Frank was hardcore against alcohol, drugs, smoking, and he didn't like the drug references in that song.
I thought Frank smoked cigarettes.
Mm-mm.
What kind of cancer did Frank have?
Prostate. We just talked this, remember? Get it checked, ladies.
Yeah, you get that from smoking.
In your ass?
Yeah.
Looks like somebody's all been right to the strip clubs.
Speaking of blowing smoke up their ass.
Lowell George. I was a ski tech in high school and college. And one of the guys who worked at ski tech said he was one of the guys who he bought cocaine off of that killed him.
No.
And I believe he's lying.
I hope he's lying. You know, his daughter was on this show. I know.
Oh, yeah. And our George, she's part of the Bird and the Bee. She's on this. She was on this episode.
Yep,
on this.
Right.
What are we on doing? TV? Is this TV?
Is this television?
Where's the camera?
Which camera? Your camera's right there.
Oh, is that me?
Look straight into it.
Okay. Let's get somebody on Hickey camera.
Hickey camera. My next guy, lead singer, he was also a replacement lead singer in a band. After Survivor had a gigantic hit with Eye of the Tiger. They got rid of that. They got rid of that singer.
What was that song?
Eye of the Tiger.
It was
in a Rocky movie, Rocky III.
No.
Never heard of it.
No,
I'll burn it for you.
Okay,
but I'll burn you a copy of the movie. This guy just passed this past August, and his name's Jimmy Jameson. And look, he's a great singer. I don't care. I don't care if you don't like this type of music, but you cannot deny his voice. And the album Vital Signs to me is right there with Foreigner 4, Journey's Escape, and REO Speedwagon's High Infidelity. And I'm sure there's someone out there that hates all four.
I was going to say you won nobody over on that.
But let's hear a little bit of the ballad from Vital Signs, 1984, The Search is Over. This guy's got a great voice.
Can we last forever? Will we fall apart? At times it's so confusing. The questions of the heart. You followed me through changes. Impatiently you'd wait till I came to my senses through some miracle of fate. I was living for a dream.
Wow, I forgot about this song.
For a moment.
You guys got good pipes.
Taking
I can belt it.
My style. Now I look into your eyes. I can see forever. The search is over.
if you take the drums out of that and add a female like as a duet, yeah, that could be a Disney song.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
Let's put that in a Disney film. Those are some thunder 80s drums on that.
I forgot all about that song, man.
Yeah.
Even I remember even like hearing it when I was like, that's really mellow.
Yeah, I picked a ballad because I wanted to focus on the pipes.
Yeah, but the guy was a good singer. And that came out like 84?
80, let me see, I can tell you.
When right did Rocky 2? Was it Rocky 2, right? It Rocky 2 must have been 80.
Rocky 3.
Rocky 3, so that must have been 82.
Yeah, this song was 1984.
Okay.
So they rebounded quickly.
Yeah.
Go ahead, what's up?
Where am I? Sorry, I'm over here.
I don't know, because Willard was completely out of order, so.
What?
I don't know where you are.
Okay. I'm over here texting Marissa. Hold on.
Tomei?
Let's go.
What, is she topless? Marissa Tomei.
Oh, no.
My new girlfriend.
Shout it
out. No, it wasn't out of order. It was in the right
order. I moved it up. Oh, okay. It was way down here.
All right, let's go there. All right.
The one that I have selected or the next one?
The one you have selected.
We have four computers running and people couldn't know less.
So, what happened? Frank Zappa kicked Lowell George out of the band. Mm-hmm.
I like how yours are all form of story.
This is the only one that, and then this is the only one that forms a story. And then the late great Robert Palmer calls in Lowell George to back him up on his album. This is off the album "Sneaking Alley Through the Sally."
No,
"Sneaking Sally Through the Alley."
Right.
Wow. Can we just start over?
Sneaking Murray through the Freddy.
Through the
Freddie Murray.
Oh, sneaking Murray. Yeah, sure. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
He's so popular in Vegas. You got to sneak him through the alley because he gets mobbed by his fans.
And call him Freddie Murray.
Freddie Murray
checks in at the desk.
The Sally's Alley. That's her badge, right?
Oh, yeah.
Down Sally's Alley.
Let's
hear. What's the song?
Hanging by the Garbage Cans.
Is that the song, Sneaking Sally?
Sneaking Sally Through the Alley. This
from
is the
title album
track. Sneaking Sally Through the Alley.
By who?
Robert Palmer.
Sneaking Sally Through the Alley. Sneaking Sally through the alley. Went up pops the wife. I said, I can't find nothing wrong with being friends, cause sometimes she lets me use the car. She said, you can't find nothing wrong with it. Don't mind. You better find something wrong with her.
That went a little long. I was kind of jamming to that.
Yeah, that's good.
Sorry about that. I kind of got lost in the movie.
He has quite a few different styles of music that he had recorded over the years.
Yeah, quite a few different styles of music he's recorded through the years.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, for a guy who you think of as one thing, that guy has recorded quite a few different styles of music over the years.
I would think he's probably looking at three.
Different styles of music over the years?
Through the years.
Pretty sure that is one of Christy Stratton's jams. I think she likes.
Oh, you know what? She actually posted. We were doing on title track. She posted on the Facebook page. Why didn't you play Sneak? She would have played Sneaking Out, and I was going to bring it.
Oh,
but
cool.
The first three songs are cut together as like a three play.
Oh, okay.
So each song, Sneaking Sally Through the Alley, Sailing Shoes, and Hey Julia, are three you got to play together.
Okay.
What is this thing you just gave me?
Just put it in my playlist, and I'll tell you when I'm going to play it.
What's going on?
So check that out. And then he went on and kind of had like a poppier 80s with like Clues, that song. And then he got Power Station.
Yeah, and then Simply Irresistible.
And then what was first, Power Station or The Suit? Was he worse?
I think he had Riptide out and then went to Power Station.
Okay. And boy, that Power Station's a good album.
And then Heavy Nova was his.
Heavy Nova. You know where he got the name from?
Nope.
Half heavy metal, half bossa nova.
Well, yeah, I knew that. I thought you were going to tell me that.
No, you said no.
No. I thought you were going to say Eddie Van Halen opened that.
Nope. Oh yeah, I knew that. I was more of a Robert Palmer back in Sneaking Alley Through the Sally days.
Sneaking Alley Through the Sally.
I'm committing to this character.
What dumb Murray? It's a great character you do.
Yeah,
you do it so well.
Been working on it a long time.
When you sent the email about this podcast, Murray said, what do I need to bring? And you said,
a positive attitude and some songs from dead people. All right. So funny. I'm going to go, I can't ignore this guy. I'm going to go with Phil Lynott of Thin Lizzy.
Yes.
I always go to this album, though. This is from 1981's album, Renegade.
Mm-hmm.
It's right up there with Foreigner 4.
It is.
Dude, it's up there.
If I could recommend any album, this would be one of the five albums I would tell people to go buy, Thin Lizzy's Renegade. And this is a song
called... The other four Thin Lizzy albums.
Yeah, are you recommending five Thin Lizzy albums?
No. If I could recommend five albums that I think people might never have heard.
Survivor.
They should hear.
We just played.
I don't know if that would be in my five, okay. But I do like that album a lot. This is from the Renegade album. This is, you're going to hear the two guitar attack from Scott Gorham and then Snowy White,
nice.
Who now plays in the Roger Waters band. But this is The Pressure Will Blow.
Of my mission, I have made my decision clear. I don't need another reason. I don't want any more brain pain. I have made my decision, not for the first, but the last time. I'm setting off slow. I'm building it up. I'm letting it go.
What year was that?
1981.
That's some good guitar.
That's some great guitar, isn't
it? What year did Phil die?
Phil died in... You talking about Phil Donahue?
When did Phil Donahue die?
Phil Donahue...
Let's go to the audience.
Phil died in 1986 at the age of 36.
Man, you know, I always get his death and Mark Bolan's from T-Rex confused.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Are you going to play any Mark Bolan?
No, I thought maybe you would since you finally bought Electric Warrior.
You know, I didn't like Electric Warrior that much.
Oh, really? We haven't talked about it.
No, I didn't like it.
What didn't you like about it?
I don't know. It just didn't grab me like the way I thought it was going to grab me.
All right.
Because I was like, oh, here we go. I'm going to love this, and then I'm going to buy all the T-Rex, and it just didn't work
You don't like
that
kind of boppy...
I'm not saying it was bad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad album. It just didn't grab me the way, because you and April were all over it.
Oh, I love that album. Yeah.
Yeah, and it just didn't do it for me.
Well, April and I have a lot in common.
I know you do.
I don't know if
wear retro hats.
Oh, she rock the lid sometimes?
No, her whole outfit's retro.
Okay. Mine's retro from...
Just call it a lid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut up, Hickey. You lose every fight today, because you have a hickey.
Yeah.
You lose every fight. I don't have many regrets.
Unless there was a fight to see who has the best hickey.
Oh.
Then he would win, because we don't have them.
Yeah, we didn't even show
Alan's
up for the fight.
Even the best one.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
Lady Jane.
Well, apparently anybody who friends are on Facebook can get him one and step into the ring.
We're at 42 minutes. We're never going to get through all these dead people.
There's so many.
I know.
I didn't even get through all of them.
Let's go.
All right. Like I said, before I was interrupted, if I have one regret in life, it's that I never saw this guy live.
Before I was interrupted? Do you need that in there?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're going to interrupt me anyway.
I'm edit it. Mark, make him Mark Kyle 44 minutes in. Edit Murray staying interrupted.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting these in order.
He died, believe it or not, of which I thought was a made-up disease, mesothelioma.
What?
So if you're up late at night, and you see the mesothelioma ads, this guy, I thought, who has that? Nobody has that. This guy died of mesothelioma.
Right.
He was doomed from the day of his diagnosis. This is Warren Zevon.
Yeah, I'm sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone. Cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
It's one of my favorite songs by
him. It's a good tune.
It's a great song.
What album is that off of?
It's off Warren Zevon. the album Warren Zevon.
His first one, which was before Excitable Boy.
Yeah, much before Excitable Boy.
Produced by Jackson Browne, I think.
He might have produced that one. I'd have to look that up.
Or Kyle could
look that up. Looked up Jackson Browne.
Warren Zevon album. I'm almost positive.
Yeah. No, he's been showing. He played at a surf shop the other night.
Warren Zevon?
No.
Jackson Browne played at a surf shop?
Yeah. I say the other night. It was probably like a year ago.
What surf shop?
Mollusk's Surf Shop on Venice.
Why did he do that?
A guy in a local band was playing a little acoustic set there, and
Jackson Browne
knew him, and he came in and sat in for a couple
songs. Browne did produce this, and he was also harmony vocals on some tracks.
Oh, nice.
Played some piano and played slide guitar.
Yeah,
Lindsey Buckingham.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Glenn Fry. Yep. Don Henley.
Everybody loved all those
pompous assholes. Were on.
Oh, Bobby Keys.
Bobby Keys. Yes. Everybody loved those. I apologize.
Stevie Nicks.
I apologize. That song was a little mellow.
No, it's fine.
It was a little mellow. What does Ted Nugent have to say about
it? Get mellow. You can turn around and get the fuck out of here. All right.
I like it.
Little Ted Nugent accent.
This is.
What did he say? I missed that.
Anybody wants to get mellow, you can turn around and get the fuck out of here. All right.
What would Lenny Kravitz have to say to Ted Nugent? Because I can't imagine Lenny Kravitz were like Ted Nugent.
Fuck you.
So
I can imagine Ted Nugent doesn't like Lenny Kravitz.
Well,
you know
I
what I'm
can
saying?
Imagine
that racist asshole.
Can imagine that Ted Nugent doesn't like a lot of people that Lenny Kravitz hangs around with.
Yeah,
because they're talented.
Yeah.
This is the original guitarist for the band Chicago, Terry Kath.
Ooh.
Died in Woodland Hills, California. That's where I live. He was only 31 years old. It was an accidental suicide. Because I think they were at Don Johnson's house. I think they were messing around with looking at guns and stuff. And I think he put one to his head. Didn't know there was a bullet in the chamber. Yeah.
Was Don Johnson ever questioned?
I don't think Don Johnson was there.
So it was accidental breaking and entering.
They broke into Don Johnson's house.
Right. What year?
In 1978, at the age of 31.
Wow.
Terry Kath. But I'm going to play a Chicago song that Terry Kath actually sings lead vocal on, and this is called Make Me Smile from Chicago 2.
Drummer,
Danny Serafin. It's
nice.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, every time I hear those guys, I'm like, Pardo's right. These guys are good.
He's not with them anymore. Serafin isn't, but Johnson was there. He had warned Kath several times to be careful with that gun, and they just didn't know there was one in the chamber, I guess.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame. Apparently,
that's why I don't have any guns in my house.
The only thing I have in my house, I have guns and roses. That's on my. That's right on my shelf.
Don't even have those in my house either.
Pardo says that there's a story in which Jimi Hendrix says that the best guitarist he's ever seen was Terry Kath.
He's great. Yeah. Is he the one who lays down the 25 or 6-4 solo?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right.
Go ahead. You got a song for us?
I do.
Let's hear it. Play it.
All right. Hold on. I'm out of order.
I feel bad.
This whole place
every time,
order.
Every time he has to play a tune.
Also, Murray right before said, "Hold on, let me get these in order."
I just wanted to get the trilogy up there, the Frank Zappa
the
trilogy.
Rest of them, fuck them.
Yeah, I don't know where the rest of them are at. Let's go with.
You know your list though, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just call one out? Why do you have to pull the computer around?
I like it to be a secret.
Sometimes I like to surprise people. Let's go with the story that made me cry. Let's go with number. Number
like
seven.
Like I'm supposed to know that.
Yeah. Let's go song number seven.
Number seven.
This is it, man. I don't like to preach. If you're going to learn anything from me today, two things: ladies, get your prostate checked, and B, don't do heroin. You rarely, this is...
Don't get a hickey when you're 25.
Well, yeah, what are you going to get when you're 40? No, get it when you're 25.
You're
right?
15.
15?
No, don't do that. My daughter's going to be 15 this year.
Uh-oh. You keep your daughter away from Marissa Riggs.
It's a hickey-free zone.
Is it? All right. Heroin, this is Lane Staley, Alice in Chains. This is off their EP, Jar of Flies.
And this made you cry. Why?
Just this whole story of he just locked himself in his apartment and just pretty much did drugs till he died. And when they get this, when they found him, according to Wikipedia, this could be wrong, obviously, but when they found him, he's 6'1", 86 pounds when they found him. 2 weeks after he had died.
I bet he looked great.
Just abs.
Just so thin.
Just so thin. Just thought I could probably wear those flannels like nobody. I'm 6'1". He weighs over 100 pounds less than me.
It's crazy.
When he found him. It's a really sad story. And just fucking, he just shot up until he died. This is I Stay Away off of their EP Jar of Flies.
I stay away from all their music.
Oh, you don't like them? Why? I just realized something.
What?
Everybody on my list is dead.
Are you kidding me?
This is creepy.
Hold the phone. This my is, list too.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, this is weird. No, didn't he have a haunting voice, man? Yeah, I loved his voice. That harmony with Jerry Cantrell. I love that stuff.
When the grunge movement hit, I went the other way. I went with the other bands. The bands like Counting Crows and Gin Blossoms and Foo Fighters. And I went with all those bands.
Those came a little later.
Still in the 90s.
Yeah, but later. I mean.
Flater?
Flater. It was a band from the grunge scene. Yeah, well, 10 came out in 90, didn't it?
Okay, and then the other bands came out
maybe?
3 years later? You know, so for 3 years, I didn't listen to music. I listened to Survivor.
That's fine. There's a blaming you for that.
Here's a band I'm going to play. Did
you bring the Gin Blossoms? That guy died.
Because he doesn't sing.
But he was the songwriter.
Well, they've had albums since he's left, and they're damn good albums.
That's a sad story,
What did he play?
He was a guitarist.
But he wrote most of the songs of that first album, and they kicked him out of the band just before.
I think he co-wrote them. I think a lot of people give that guy a lot more credit than...
The band didn't. No. Take your song and get the hell out of here.
Songs and get out of here. We can write a song.
Go kill yourself.
With a jangly guitar. This is I feel very sad when I listen to this gentleman now. This is Doug Figer from The Knack.
I had a feeling you were bringing that.
Yeah, also on this song is the drummer, Bruce Gary, who's also passed. But this is from their first album, still one of the best pop rock albums you can buy. Get the Knack.
My Sharona Part 2.
This is called O Tara.
O Tara, oh, oh. You squeeze my heart and then you'll let it go. O Tara, my oh my. I cannot fall in, no, I wouldn't try. I can't explain, no, I don't know how. And all my talking means nothing now. It only frightens you anyhow. You'll never know what you've done to me. The agony and the ecstasy. Ooh, it's alright, it's alright. But I miss you tonight.
Also died in Woodland Hills.
Stay away from Woodland Hills.
I'm telling you, don't go there.
Figer died of cancer, right?
Yeah, he had cancer.
And what did the drummer
Bruce Gary also had cancer.
Jeez, that's...
You know, again, one of the best episodes I had, or one that I was really excited about, was when we had the surviving members of the original Knack on, Prescott Niles and Burton Avare. So.
And didn't somebody not speak kindly of Figer in that episode? Am I remembering that wrong?
They didn't really give it... I thought they were going to give him more props than they did. They didn't really... Yeah.
Right.
They didn't speak nicely of him.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
I know.
My mom always said.
So there you go. Doug Fager.
Where are we at?
Died on Valentine's Day.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
oh,
in 2010.
Sad.
Yeah.
That is sad. All right. This is for all the people who say we don't play enough punk. This is, I'm going to throw two words at you.
Punk rock.
Punk rock. I'll give you two names. Can you tell me the band, Pat Francis?
Probably.
Okay. It's Ivy Rorschach
mm-hmm.
and Lux Interior.
Fear?
No, good guess. This is before he died of aortic dissection. The cramps taught us how to do...
That sounds like something that someone does to you. They open you up and they dissect your aorta.
It just disconnects, apparently.
Well, what warning signs do I get for that?
Zero. It's like an almost instant death from what I read up on it. And if I'm not mistaken...
Happens to 90% of the people on the planet.
Happens to 90% of the people that live in Woodland Hills.
Yeah, Woodland Hills.
What? This, I don't like stuff like this where it's just like
it's just a ticking time bomb.
Jesus.
I think I know two people who've died of that in the last few years. And it just disconnects and you can't do anything about it.
It's like a bullet. You can catch this.
Is it what?
People? You can catch this from people.
You get it from
right?
hickeys.
Can they, now if I go, if I have a checkup tomorrow from my doctor, I go to Boombat.
Dr. Vinny Boombat?
Will he be able to tell me, hey, there's a possibility this could happen?
If he ever gets his hand off your wallet. If you're going to pull out old Rodney Dangerfield jokes, you got to go all the way with them.
Hey.
At what point? Because that's a big Pardo likes to do the Vinny Boombats.
Yeah.
At what part is Pardo stealing that joke from Dangerfield?
We always do. We've always done it. We used to do it at poker.
Right.
We've done it forever. And then one day we just did it on the podcast. And then it's just become like a tribute joke. Everyone knows it's
okay,
Rodney's
joke. I'm just wondering for the youth of America.
I'm sure, I guarantee you, we probably, we will do it on the upcoming podcast-a-thon, mm-hmm. which was 3 months ago.
Still funny. It was still funny.
After this episode, we are no longer going to timestamp these. We're just going to do them. Okay,
all right,
let's do it.
Whoa, it was
like
me. Lux Interior.
Interstellar right now.
I don't know the band.
This Tell is the Cramps.
The Cramps. Oh, their lead singer died of aortic dissection.
You know what a symptom of that is? Cramps.
Damn it.
This is the Crusher. They're a super fun band, man. I love those guys.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of, and it's all kind of like that psychobilly type of
50s. Yeah, it's almost like a little surf rock in there a little bit.
Surf rock, definitely. This is off Psychedelic Jungle 81. The photo shot by Anton Corbijn.
Oh, wow.
Pretty impressive.
Who does all the U2 photos?
Mm-hmm.
Did he do the photos for the new album?
You know, I haven't done that because the new photos creep me out for the new U2 album. I'm a huge fan.
I don't like that cover at all.
I'm a huge, big... Probably the biggest YouTube fan in the room.
Yeah.
That is a weird photo.
Shirted up.
On your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre.
It is a very bizarre photo. It's a very
bizarre cover. What I've come to the conclusion with right now is a lot of the rock stars that die are dudes. Mostly dudes. A lot of dudes.
Oh, I don't have any chicks.
I'm going to rectify that now. I got a lady here. Because ladies die too.
Yeah.
Don't think you're better than us ladies.
No, they die of prostate cancer.
I wish I would have played Nicolette Larson. Gonna take a lot of love.
Get your prostates checked, ladies.
This is the undisputed queen of 70s disco.
Freddie Mercury?
Let's hear a little bit of Miss Donna Summer.
It must have fallen out of a hole in your brown overcoat. They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant.
Kyle and I are slow dancing. About to get a hickey to his other side of his neck.
And he can look like a Frankenstein monster. He just had two bolts ripped out of his neck.
I never told the soldiers how I've been feeling over you.
I want to get to the fast part.
But they said it really loud. They said it on the air, on the video. Whoa, on the video. Whoa, on the video. Whoa, on the video. Whoa, now, now. Don't it kind of strike you sad when you hear a song?
Shut it down.
Hold on, I just put on my roller skates.
You guys were miming that you were juggling.
We were juggling.
But it really looked like you both were jacking people off.
I don't like that kind
no,
of talk.
I don't like that. Don't I'm like gonna, that I'll edit that out. Don't
yeah,
worry about it.
That's you know what? You know where you get that talk from hanging out with Marissa. I don't like that.
So Donna Summer passed from lung cancer, so she probably smoked.
Yeah, probably did. Dirty. Now, I don't like to speak ill of the dead. And
dirty
I
smoker.
I like Donna Summer, but...
And look, we can agree that she works hard for the money.
She does work hard for the money. She did work very hard for the money.
Very hard for her money.
But she... Towards the end there, she was nuts, wasn't she?
I don't know.
Didn't she, like, go off the deep end and...
I don't know.
...start doing weird stuff? Do you not host a music podcast?
You might have her confused with Margot Kidder from the Superman movies.
All the time. All the time. No, I don't have her confused with Margot Kidder.
I don't know if she went crazy.
I thought she went a little... Kyle? Can you look that up?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, it's a shame. I do not have any women on my list. I did not realize that.
It's not a shame if you're a lady. Live long, ladies.
They outlive us, don't they?
I think so.
Do.
I think so.
Do. I don't see anything about her being a crazy creep.
All right, I could... who's the...
Well, are you talking about the controversy with her anti-gay remarks in the 80s?
No. This was before she died. I couldn't have that confused. Who else is another queen at the disco who died recently?
I don't know.
Who was the lead singer of the... What was Donna Summer before... Who is the
girl? Are you thinking of Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan. Yes, I'm thinking of Chaka Khan. All right, forget that. That's going nowhere.
All right. So, in conclusion, Donna Summer.
Dead.
Cool and dead and straight up with never being crazy.
All right.
And Chaka Khan crazy.
Chaka Khan's nuts? Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan?
Chaka
Khan?
Rock Chaka Khan. Rock Chaka Khan.
Rock Chaka Khan?
I want to hear Dennis Miller say,
rock me, Shaka Khan. I tell you what, it's been rocking like Shaka Khan.
Yeah, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda rocked Shaka Khan.
Like Shaka Khan.
Let me tell you Al-Qaeda.
You guys are editing this out, right?
No, we're going to do it for another
when
10 minutes.
When you say edit it, do you mean highlight it, copy it, and paste it in again and again and again?
Put it as a ringtone?
Is that what you mean?
Buy?
What you should do is make a 10-hour loop of it and release it as a bonus episode.
Oh, shit. Come on.
This was too long.
You're up, Murray. Oh, Murray's going to plug
in. I got to plug
in. Okay, now remember what happened once.
Yeah.
Oh, right there, right there, right there, right there. Do right there. Don't even go anywhere but right there. Plug it in.
Yeah, they know what we're talking about. The stupid Thanksgiving episode that Pat Francis ruined.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be addressing it when we
fix it.
We fix
after
it
this.
Next.
If anyone wants to go back into a time machine and figure out where we are and what we're doing, I'll tell you right now, today is actually November 16th.
Okay. Is it really?
Yeah, we're going to go to a barbecue after this.
Oh, nice. I'm going to go edit my podcast that I have to edit from last night.
And take Frank out of the closet.
He's still in the closet. There is an album of posthumous music of this artist, but that came out this year, but I played on the best of.
Okay, none of that made sense.
All right, there. All right.
Hi.
This guy's dead.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's dead.
I died.
This guy's dead. And then they took his music and released a new album.
Okay.
That I played on the best of.
But that other people recorded his music.
Yeah, in the same band.
Okay.
All right, this is Pink Floyd. This is Rick Wright. And this is one of his best compositions. Compositions. This is off Dark Side of the Moon. This is The Great Gig in the Sky.
Okay.
Oh,
All right, so Pink Floyd had a new album out last year. Roger Waters tweets, I am not in Pink Floyd. I have nothing to do with this album. To which I say, no shit, douchebag. Yeah, yeah. Nobody thinks you are. No. Shut the fuck up.
No one's saying you are.
That guy's such a tool.
Yeah, no one said you were.
He's not that genius everybody thinks he was either.
No, because if so, those solo records would be stellar.
Oh, yeah, they would be stellar.
And they're okay.
And if you look at all the writing credits on every album except The Wall, it's Gilmore, it's Wright, and Waters. And before Gilmore, it was, what's his face, Syd Barrett. And he fired Rick Wright.
Yeah.
In the middle of The Wall, hired him as a session player for the album and the tour, and he ended up making more money than anybody in the band because the band had to take on all the costs of that massive tour. So he ended up making more money. Yeah. And then contractually, he couldn't be back until The Division Bell, even though he was on Momentary Lapse of Reason. Both great albums.
And what about, what's that one, In the Cut? Is that what it's called?
Oh, no, he wasn't on The Final Cut. The Final Cut, which is not that great. That's probably my least favorite Pink Floyd album. I'm a big Pink Floyd fan.
Yeah, that I'm not big on instrumentals, but I do love the one song on this new album.
Louder Than Words. We had this discussion,
but not
on
the
wrap up episode.
On the year end.
In the year end episode. Right. I've already got my fight picked with you on that one.
You haven't even done it yet.
I know.
Why didn't they just go write lyrics to these?
This is based off of
Roger Waters wasn't involved.
This is based off of a lot of Rick Wright's earlier compositions. So I guess, but you also, and I have it. I can give it to you before I leave if you want. It's still layered with all that Pink Floyd kind of recordings of people talking. Right. There's one called it's called Talkin' Hawkin', which they obviously got the name from an AMC show hosted by Chris Hardwick. But they use Stephen Hawking's talking throughout.
They kept all of the nonsense
that makes people not like Pink Floyd.
Really? That's the part I like about Pink Floyd. I know.
Anyway. I just wish they would have went in and written some vocals for maybe a couple more tracks.
Yeah, well, give the thing a listen to, because I was the same way too. I was really bummed out.
There's
as I listened to it.
18 songs, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know if it's that many.
1,000?
There's 1,018 songs.
My next song.
It is.
Kyle, is the next song a band called AC?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is in Australia, this is a gigantic band. They're known in Australia as the Angels, but in America they were known as Angel City. The lead singer, Doc Neeson, passed away.
You've played Angel City before, haven't
I have.
You? Yeah, yeah.
Passed away in 2014 at the age of 67. He had a brain tumor. But this is a song from an album called Dark Room, and this is No Secrets.
Amanda the actress waits at the station. She's drifting with nothing to do. With dilettante steps, she's quick to accept the weather and time's turning screw. She lives in a tower, armed with defenses. She learned from her mother and friends. She walks like a fellow, dresses in day glow. When she's in pain, she pretends. But late in the night, when the lights are all out, she slips off her stockings and shoes. She makes you her lover and lets you discover the smile she keeps. She keeps for you. She keeps no, she keeps no, she keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no.
Angel City.
Keeps no secrets.
Keeps no secrets, buddy.
No secrets at all.
Here's my hickey.
You know who doesn't keep secrets either?
Kyle's neck.
Marissa. She is an open book.
Let her know that she's all over this episode, Kyle. By then, your relationship status will have changed.
Yeah, this is January.
It's January.
Doomed. Doomed.
But these hickeys will still be there.
Seriously. Blood clot on your... What did Kyle die of? Blood clot on the neck.
or vampire bite.
Yeah.
Do you have more in common with Marissa than Angie?
Yes.
Who's Angie?
Of course you do.
Who's Angie? Is Angie the ex?
Yes.
Yeah.
What? She's already broken up with him after she heard this episode. Why don't even worry about it?
Okay.
Who's up?
It's your turn. I just played a band, Angie City. Oh, I'm sorry. Angel City.
That's got a sting. Tell you what, Kyle, I don't know where we're at, so just randomly play one and I'll tell you the story behind it.
Really?
Yeah,
that's where we're going now?
Yeah,
that's how Lucy, this episode's not called Lucy Goosey.
Aw, I sing this to my son when I put him down for a nap.
Every day, it's a
getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Boy, the claps in the studio version are amazing.
I think it was mixed poorly.
Every day it's getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way.
That, of course, is Buddy Holly, the late, great Buddy Holly, the day the music died, 1959, February 3rd? February 3rd, 1959.
Boy, if you just pick up a best of from Buddy Holly, and every single song is a killer.
It's top to bottom. That guy was great, man.
It's great.
And I sing that to my son when I put him down for his nap.
And does he ever fall asleep to that?
Yeah, well,
with the clapping?
With the clapping. It's really just...
Let me hear your version of it. Let's hear it.
No, I'm not going to... No. Well, all right. Every hold on. Roll over. I got to scratch your back.
Things are getting closer.
I'm rolling.
Is that Red Velvet?
That's Red Velvet.
Thank you very much. Now, please welcome to the stage Freddie Murray.
It's a Chip Chinnery character called Red Velvet. I'm going to sing my Sharona.
Everyone's hating this.
Yes. Who else died the day the music died? Kyle.
The Big Bopper.
Mm-hmm.
Richie Valens.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I think a manager is in the plane also.
Yeah. Who cares? There's no song by him. All right, let's go with Benjamin Orr from the Cars.
I almost brought this.
Well, I brought a song from his lone solo album.
Didn't even think of bringing this.
this was his one.
I don't even own this.
From his lone solo album, The Lace, and this was the hit single, Stay the Night.
Trying so hard to hold on to you. Can you show me how? If I seem cautious, maybe I'm lost. Can you show me now? And all that matters is turned around over and over again.
Wow, I remember the song. You can have a title battle with Chicago.
And that's right. Stay the night.
I'd love to spend it with you.
Stay the night.
I'd love to spend it with you.
Red Velvet's here.
Is that really a Chip Chinnery character?
It is.
Yeah, if you came to poker once in a while, you'd hear
it. Yeah, you'd hear it.
I know, I've missed poker for like the last 3 months.
He sings his hit song, Let Her Know.
No, Never Let Her Go.
Never Let Her Go.
Benjamin Orr died of cancer, didn't he?
He had pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that's the bad one, man.
Died in 2000 at the age of 53.
Ladies, get your pancreas checked.
And men.
Men? You're just embarrassing yourself. there's a guy named Johann Hans Holzel.
Han Solo.
I thought you were going to say Sebastian.
Johann Hans Holzel, the most successful artist out of Austria.
What?
He's sold 20 million albums. You know him better as Falco.
Falco's gone?
98, died in a car accident.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is, which Falco? This is Der Kommissar.
Oh, that's terrible. 2, 3, 4, eins, zwei, drei, na, es ist nix dabei, na, wenn ich euch erzähl die Geschichte. Nichtsdestotrotz, ich bin das schon gewohnt, im TV-Funk, da läuft es nicht. Tja, sie war jung, das Herz so rein und weiß, und jede Nacht hat ihren Preis. Sie sagt, to the sweet, you got rap to the heat, ich verstehe, sie ist heiß. Sie sagt, babe, you know, I miss my funky friends, mein Jack und Joe und Jill. Mein Funk-Verständnis, ja, das reicht zur Not, ich überreiß, was sie jetzt will. Ich überleg bei mir, ihr Nasen spricht dafür, wäre das nicht noch Rauch? Special Places sind dir wohl bekannt, ich mein, sie fährt ja U-Bahn auch. Dort singen's Radine dumm, oh, oh, oh. Schau, schau, der Kommissar geht um, oh, oh. Er wird dir anschauen und du weißt warum. Die Lebenslust bringt dich um. Here comes Red Velvet. Alles klar, Herr Kommissar. He sold over 20 million albums, that dude. That's crazy.
Right? He's a huge, huge star in Austria.
Der Kommissar is coming to town.
Another car accident.
You better not
Turn around.
Wear your seatbelts, people.
That's right. You can do that. You might not be able to stop that aortic dissection.
Mm-mm. But wear your seatbelt.
Wear a seatbelt, you mother. Let's go with, I talk about this guy a lot, and I will continue to talk about this gentleman. He kept Fleetwood Mac afloat for 5 albums prior to Stevie and Lindsey joining, and yet was passed over for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't understand this.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
I don't get it. Peter Green was got in, and no, he wasn't, but he died afterwards. He committed suicide.
Oh, did he die? Really? He committed suicide? Did. I didn't know that.
He had had some spinal surgery. Mm-hmm. I guess he was depressed over that and probably depressed over not being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How many albums? 4?
5.
5 albums before Stevie and Lindsey.
Yes.
Why? Did they ever say why?
I have no idea. I would love if I ever get to talk to Jan Wenner. I'll ask him.
Yeah. You know what? He never did enough coke with everybody.
You know what? Let's just bring him in here right now.
Yawn. But this is from his second solo album called Three Hearts. And this was a hit for him. This is Precious Love.
Is this Bob Welch?
Yes, Bob Welch. Went to number 19.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I never heard that.
79.
Oh, maybe that's why I never heard it.
You didn't listen to music in 79?
I wasn't bored.
Nice try. That's a nice try. Thank it's you. A nice piece of business, well, as Jimmy Potter would say.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I'm up. What's worse than scoring heroin from your mother that kills you? I'll tell you, getting shot by your father.
Oh, this is about one of the Jackson?
No, this is Marvin Gaye.
This is Marvin Gaye.
This is Marvin Gaye.
This is Marvin Gaye. Got shot by his preacher dad after a big argument. This is Mercy, Mercy Me, 1971.
They're actually arguing over what would be worse, getting cocaine from your mom or getting shot by your dad. And his dad proved
that
he was right.
Yeah, don't sass me.
Did your preacher dad ever shoot you?
Nope, just gave me hickeys.
All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison.
Had his dancing like a muppet. From the north, south,
and east. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury.
Mercy, Mercy Me, parentheticals, the ecology song. Talking about the environment in 1971, we still haven't done shit about it.
Hmm. When's it going to happen, people? When are we going to save the planet? Are we going to have to send McConaughey up?
You don't stop talking about the environment, I'm going to shoot you.
Recycle this.
I think that hole in the ozone is big.
Dead, got him right in the heart, died instantly.
Did I show you this?
Aortic dissection killed him, right?
I know we're in the middle of a
caused
show.
By a gunshot wound.
Did I show you this picture yet?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What is it?
I'll show ADD. It to you later.
That's
what
it is.
What is it?
ADD. It's ADD. That's what
it is. All right, I only got 3 more. Let's get through these.
Hold on, I got 1, 2.
You have 3 more.
I have 3 more.
I have
okay,
3 more. So I'll play 2.
In a row?
No.
Okay.
I want to play out, though, with my...
Okay,
my,
sure. I like what you're going to play out with. Okay. It makes sense. I like it.
We've lost 2 Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost 2 members of The Who. And let's hear one sung by one of those members. This is The Quiet One, bass player John Entwistle from 1981. Thunder fingers.
That's what they call Marissa.
He played the Ent whistle, right?
No. He didn't play. He played a bass.
Oh,
so it's a form of a guitar. It's a form
it's
of a guitar.
It's a form of an Ent whistle.
Form of a guitar.
He played. He also played a horn. He played some horns too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The French horn, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ent whistle.
That was good. I like that. You're up.
All right.
I like that. I'm glad that you brought the positive attitude.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were serious.
No.
Like, I thought you were going to. All right. So he sends an email, and
we talked about it
already
on this show.
Okay. All right. It's been a long night. I want. Oh, I got.
We actually recorded this whole show out of order and pieced it together.
I'm completely out of order. All right. Let's go.
You haven't played.
Okay. I didn't know I brought that one.
Oh, I. That's what you gave me.
Oh, crap. All right.
Do you want that one?
No, we're going to play that one. This is John Lennon's favorite singer. As a matter of fact, he went on to produce one of his albums. You can call it. It's called Pussycats, I think. This is Harry Nilsson. This is off Nilsson Schmilsson. Can't say that. Nilsson Schmilsson.
Nilsson Schmilsson.
Died in 1994, heart attack, I think.
Wow.
Pretty much drank himself to death, I think, towards the end there. He's a big drinker, big boozer.
Let me have the chord, because I don't know when I'll get a chance to play this again. But this is that same song.
I was wondering how you knew the words.
This is from Robin Zander's solo album. This is his take on Jump Into the Fire.
Things in there?
I don't know.
You can jump into the fire, but you never be free. You can shake me up.
I was wondering how you knew you were mouthing the words. I was wondering how you knew that.
Oh, yeah, buddy. I've jumped into the fire, man.
All right. It sounds like he's sampling the drums and that guitar riff. What year was that?
That was 1993.
You might have been sampling.
Many years before sampling.
No, you can sample. You're sampling.
I don't think
you sampled around 93. Sampling started in 92.
I don't know about that.
I think 92. March.
I don't know.
March of 92. I think so. March 17th.
Kyle, you're looking that up when sampling started?
No, I'm looking if Robin Zander sampled anything on that.
All right.
Might have sampled.
Interesting.
Might have sampled a little bit of cocaine.
Robin Zander's still with us at this point.
He's still with us.
Still with us. Does he still have great hair?
It's thin.
Yeah.
But it's long.
Okay. I remember really good hair. I heard Surrender on the way over here. Granted, it's a song that gets played way too much.
Way too much.
But it's still a good song. It's
still a great song. I'd take that over I Want You to Want Me any day.
Still a great song.
Any day the goddamn week.
Chuck a con.
This doesn't really say.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my next song is from one of the Beatles who did pass.
You said you weren't bringing in any of the Beatles.
I didn't say that.
I thought you did.
Nope.
All right. This is
a George Harrison song. Mm-hmm. I went with Harrison.
Good call.
And this is a song called, from his self-titled album from 1979. This is called Blow Away.
Oh. Day turned black, sky ripped apart, rain for years, lit down to my heart. Cracks in the leaks, the floorboards could rot. About to go down, I'd almost forgot. All I got to do is to love you. All I got to be is be happy. All it's got to take is someone to make it blow away, blow
like that song.
I love him.
It's a nice song.
I'm no longer going to talk on the mic. I'm going to sit back.
You're not going to be on the ones and twos?
No, I'm not going to be on the ones and twos. All right, I got to sit up now.
Oh, why is he doing
my
that?
Tooth. I use a microphone for a living. I don't know if you know that or not. Just busted my tooth.
I actually scratched
microphone.
My nose on my mic a little bit. My nose was itchy and just did that. I got nose oil on my mic.
Nose oil.
You got one more, then I'm going to play
I got two more.
You can play one of those.
Really?
No, play them back.
All right, you know what? I didn't want to play that other one because I think I played it before. Okay, so my good. Apologies to Dennis Wilson. I think I brought...
Yes, you did.
I played Dennis Wilson before.
Yeah, ad nauseum.
The album is called Pacific Ocean Blue. Mm-hmm. He died in the Pacific Ocean.
When I'm on a boat, I get nauseous. Ad nauseum.
Is that the name of your boat?
I don't know.
All right,
no,
so
you always name a boat after a lady.
Do you really?
Yeah.
My boat's
name's Trixie.
Unless you're Don Henley, you name it after yourself.
Oh, yeah, Don Henley. He's on the great ship Fry. Fry boat.
All right, we're going out on another punk band, or another punk guy, I should say.
Well, we're not going out.
I'm going out.
No, he didn't, goddamn right.
Going out with Marissa?
Hell yeah. Who isn't? Who isn't?
She's got another relationship. She's in a relationship now with the LA Lakers.
Wow.
That's what it says.
She wasn't even a fan. All right.
We're not promoting anything at the end of this one because we've done so much tomfoolery. You're gonna play a song. I'm gonna play a song. Or you fucking drop them.
All right. I don't have to promote. I'm at Murray V on Twitter. Or that my road story is roadstories.tv. You can get it for free. Download it. Subscribe. Jimmy Pardo's on this. There's a donate button on there. Jimmy Pardo's on this week's episode.
Or an episode from 2 months ago.
Or an episode from 2 months ago.
Don't forget to if you're in Vegas, go see Freddie Murray.
Freddie Murray is at the lounge.
The lounge every night
at the Dunes. I'm going out on this guy. This all right. Come on, play two punk bands, people. Get off my ass. This is poet turned rock star after being urged on by Patti Smith. This is Jim Carroll, the Jim Carroll Band. This is off Catholic Boy. This is the one hit you probably know, but the whole album, top to bottom, is great.
People Who Died?
Mm-hmm.
Very fitting.
That's why I picked it.
Jettis is the clue. He was 12 years old. He fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 55 when he died. He was a friend of mine. So they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine, two more friends that died.
I saw Gwar a couple weeks ago, and they ended with West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys, and then this.
Like, did they dedicate it to Dave Brocky?
Yeah, they like changed all the lyrics.
Oh, cool.
Him and a couple other people who died.
I was wondering if you're going to bring Gwar as a play out.
He didn't bring a play out.
I know, but I didn't know you were bringing a play out.
Well, he didn't have time to bring a play out because he's getting his neck hickified.
Were you getting hickified from the new lead singer? The new lead singer of Gwar is a girl, right?
I know.
What's her name?
Vulvatron.
Vulvatron. And she shoots blood out her tits, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I wanted to see those guys. I'd like to see those guys.
I saw them the other night with Jay Spalding and Lizelle.
Okay, name dropper.
I don't know.
Who's that?
People, they're not funny people.
Oh. Are they fans of Never Not Funny?
Never Not Funny people. Lizelle takes, she's a photographer, and JP works at UCB.
Okay, I was only on that show once.
UCB?
Bastard, Pardo.
All right, so this is the only band I can think of.
Hold on, I'm not done. Yes, I am. Sorry.
Let's play out with the Ramones, because it's the only band I can think of that is, you know, the original band from the first three albums. None of them are here.
None of them are here anymore.
No. No Tommy, no Dee Dee, no Johnny, no Joey.
Even Arturo is Arturo Vega died, who designed the that circle logo.
It's ridiculous.
So popular.
So let's hear from the first album, let's hear Listen to My Heart. Thanks for listening. Like us on Facebook.
Listen to My Heart. Tell me if there's an aortic dissection coming.
Please do. Play it, Kyle. Play the whole thing.